The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
Hey, good morning. It's The Wake Up Crew. It's a Thursday morning. This is episode 1706, 1706, and we're 13 days until school starts.
You guys are jerks.
Man, 13. Countdown begins. And it's Throwback Thursday.
Indeed it is.
That means school bell? Is that the school bell?
Mm-hmm.
We're this more like this now. Ding, 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 ding. That's how the school bell sounds now. They've gone modern.
Well,
I'll tell you one thing, if it doesn't cool off, it's going to be a hot beginning to the school year. It's getting warm. It's warm this week and even warmer next year. Next week. I heard somebody say on the radio, as a trusted weather person, that it could be 111 actual heat, the heat index.
Well, yeah, we've seen some of that already, I think.
But some of the temperatures will be in the hundreds.
I think next week.
I forgot where I heard that from. God didn't seem that intelligent, but I mean, I guess. Oh, it was you. You're the one that told it, said that.
I know it is going to be down to the south, and it may creep up this way.
When's that going to go away, Brian? Can you tell me?
I don't know. You know how you get a big high pressure right over you, and it just doesn't move? We have it just about every summer, though.
Yeah. It hasn't been that bad of a summer. Now, it could be a rough, it looks like it's going to be a rough late July.
Mm-hmm.
In early August, so we'll see. It comes and goes. It comes and it'll go away just like it did. So
it has been a weird spring/early summer, just because of the amount of rain.
Yeah, and I still think even during this hot stretch, it's going to be some showers. I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
On some days,
you always have the chance of that. But yeah.
Well, Rutherford weather interrupted my phone. I was looking at my phone the other day, and it interrupted me. Just to tell me they were doing a spot check on some equipment or something. I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, I've added some things.
Features. I noticed we had a weather map up here in the studio.
Yeah, we can actually put that up on.
Wow, that was impressive.
Local shows, yeah.
And I see that you've changed the light bulb again.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to do that every day or just?
I did that after you were on the round table Monday.
Okay, but why are you doing that?
Just to see which color doesn't kind of blow it out on the video. Dalton said it looks better, but it's kind of menacing.
Oh, on the video?
Yeah. Or just the red light in general.
I dressed up for my gig on round table. Do you notice?
Not really.
I had on, I think, pretty much what I have on today.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Butch Campbell, Butch Vaughn.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I asked them to come, I didn't realize they're both named. You know, I didn't think about it. They're both called Butch, so how am I going to address them? You know, so I said, well, maybe Butch C or Butch V. But it turned out it worked out okay. They have such distinct voices, it didn't really make that big a difference.
I did hear you every now and then say, on the round table with Butch Campbell, Butch Vaughn.
Was that wrong?
No.
Oh.
It was great.
Oh, okay.
I love it when radio hosts do that.
And I even got you involved in it.
I know.
You didn't like it, though. You did not like being on the air.
Well, I like for it to be its own autonomous thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, you are part of WGNS, whether you like it or not.
Oh boy, don't I part, know.
You're part of it. You know, if you want to, you could tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand. And even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen.
You were on Big G TV.
I don't get on there much.
Well,
I always notice that when I'm on the coach's show, mine always get bumped. My interviews always get bumped. I'm never on that show on the video.
Oh, well, those days are changing. Because we do a third of the show in a different studio.
Yeah, and that's where I wind up more than being there a third of the time.
Don't.
I'm usually there about half the time there. I volunteer when people aren't out, when people are out.
But see, instead of being in Studio B, we're going to be in Studio B1.
Oh, okay.
A different Studio B.
You know, we got to get your football crew together. I mean, we got to call some people. It's around the corner. We need to have a countdown for that. It's coming, isn't it?
Well, I don't have the first. Well, yeah,
it's coming.
I've got the first game scheduled, but I've got to do a little news story about that, I think.
Oh, okay.
Put it out there. Probably next week we'll start that. Why don't we just do that?
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Hey, we've got a great show today. We're gonna check the weather again today, and along with more news updates. So stay right here with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 74. And then Friday, lots more sunshine, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs reach 94. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least master prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a good day for Bo Bichette and the Blue Jays.
1-0. Bichette lofts it. Left field and deep. Dominguez sprinting back. Runs into room. It's gone! See you later for Bo Bichette. A two-run homer. And the Blue Jays are doubling up the Yankees. 8-4.
You just heard it all on the Blue Jays radio network. That was the final score against the Yankees. Toronto now has a four-game lead on New York in the AL East. Aaron Judge did hit his 37th homer of the season in the loss. The Red Sox were down 5 runs but came back to defeat the Phillies 9-8 in 11 innings. And the Dodgers walked it off 4-3 against the Twins thanks to a 2-RBI single from Freddie Freeman. Shohei Ohtani also homered for the fifth consecutive game, tying a Dodgers franchise record. And Fever star Caitlin Clark has been officially ruled out for Thursday's game against the Las Vegas Aces.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is WGNS Radio, 101.9, 100.5, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you this morning. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits, and you can learn more at sharingchange.org. There are so many... What do you call that? .com. What is that called? What's the name for that?
Domain.
Domain. There are so many out there.
Yeah. .com, .net, .whatever now, I think.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. A thief took all of my passwords.
How?
I called him up and I said, hey, thanks, man. Do you know what they are?
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't remember anything. I can't remember my passwords. I have started to start putting them down.
Do you use the app that's on your iPhone, the passwords app?
No, I don't. I put them on a piece of paper.
Oh. Don't lose that piece of paper.
No, I've done it. I've already lost it two or three times. Do it again.
I had started putting mine in the phone, and now that the password app is on there, I'll just have it save it each time.
You're so smart.
It's helpful.
Yeah, you're so smart. I didn't know there was a password app on my phone.
It's new to, well, it was new.
Is it
September.
Automatically on your phone or?
No. Well, you've got a new phone, so it should be.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I don't see.
iOS 16.
I don't know. Learn something new every day. Our good neighbor of the day today is Connie Felix. She's a good neighbor for doing so much for those in her senior citizens class, from flowers to conversations. She's always thinking of others. Connie Felix will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congrats to Connie. And if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, very, 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 very easy. Just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply from us. And then just tap on that link. Fill out the information, click submit, and you're done. I'm telling you, it is very easy. You can also do WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, the website. Go to the submit section. You'll see it there, too. Birthdays, anniversaries. We're taking those calls or text at 615-893-1450. Well, let's see. It's National Refreshment Day, so have yourself a nice cold Coke, maybe. Cousins Day. And it's also National Drive-Thru Day.
I guess on Cousins Day, you talk to your cousin,
probably
your cousin, and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our song of the day today are songs that only became famous because of a movie. Not necessarily on this one, but it still made it come back. It was a Bob Seger song. It's from Risky Business.
I like that old.
Tom Cruise famously danced to it in Risky Business. Still iconic, for sure.
Yep.
624 on the Wake Up Crew.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Tense moments for some hotel guests in Chattanooga after getting stuck in an elevator while a fire grew in the basement underneath them. It happened at a Hilton hotel late yesterday afternoon. Emergency crews arrived to find two people trapped in that elevator while the car was filling with smoke. The Chattanooga Fire Department says they were able to pry open the doors and rescue the guests. Both people were treated for smoke inhalation at the scene. No serious injuries were reported. Two new hospitals have been approved for development in Clarksville, increasing the city's total to three. The Tennessee Health Facilities Commission approved certificates of need for the two new facilities. The hospitals will be developed by Ascension St. Thomas and TriStar Health, two major health care providers that plan to establish a stronger presence, they say, in Montgomery County. More news in 30 seconds.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier.
as a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing you can do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A proposal to bring a conference center and hotel to Hendersonville has been paused for now. In fact, it barely made it out of the initial planning stage. Hendersonville's Board of Mayor and Aldermen unanimously voted down a resolution to explore the plan's feasibility. Forward Sumner put together a plan for a conference center off Vietnam Veterans Boulevard. Neighbors voiced concerns about the location called Stop 30 Road, already known for congestion. Forward Sumner says they will explore additional sites. Will Nunlate, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving right along on a Thursday afternoon, no, Thursday morning. Yeah, sorry. It is Throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do today. I don't have a clue yet. We'll need to have a discussion at 7 o'clock. Do you have anything?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Definitely going to need to have a conference at 7, so don't take your little nap between 7 and 7:11.
I'll have to go get a cup of coffee.
Well, okay. Well, you just better have something for Throwback Thursday. It's your hour, you know. It's on your time.
Yeah, but I thought you were taking over the
Throwback Thursday. No, I don't. Thursday. No. You try to get me to take over everything. No, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
We've got Good Neighbor events coming up, a rewind check with Brandon Brooks, another check of the forecast, and our first look at traffic coming up in minutes. Some news football-wise, the Tennessee Titans' Will Levis is undergoing shoulder surgery, and he's going to miss the entire 2025 season.
Well, he missed most of last season anyway. I'm talking about hitting his targets and stuff.
He decided to have the surgery, and I guess that's probably a good thing for all parties, Tennessee and him, you know.
Yeah.
So he can get healthy, use the time to get healthy. He's still under contract. He can use their money to get better.
Yeah, get healthy and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So. Use all that mayonnaise money he made.
You know, I never saw that commercial.
Did you not? It was stupid. So stupid.
What does he do with mayonnaise?
I think he puts it in his coffee.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was Hellman's or Duke's or
Hellman's,
something.
Hellman's, I think.
Hellman's. Yeah. What's your favorite mayonnaise? Do you have a favorite? I like Duke's.
I was a Hellman's guy forever. Yeah. And then I bought Duke's. And I don't think Duke's has always been here.
No, I don't think so either.
But now it's more readily available.
But it's got something. There's just something a little bit. I don't know if the word is tangier. I think it's got a little more kick to it, I think, Duke's.
There's something about it that's different. And I like it. So that's been all I've bought lately. But now Heather was always pretty strict. It was Hellman's.
Well, they do a lot of advertising, Hellman's.
Yeah, and it was mayonnaise only. And I don't like the generic mayonnaise. I don't like generic ketchup. Mustard's mustard, but mayonnaise
really?
And ketchup. Yeah.
Why do you say that? What's the difference? What could possibly be the difference in ketchup, generic, and Hunt's or Heinz?
Well,
which is your favorite? Heinz.
Hunt's is this. Ugh. Generic is. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah. There's
okay,
a difference.
You
in
know
the
what
taste.
I'm going to do? I'm going to bring three samples of ketchup, and I'm going to have you taste them and not have them marked. I'll just have them down here. And then we'll see whether you can tell the difference or not.
Hunt's is kind of sweeter, I think.
Oh, you think. Now it's you think.
Well, I haven't had it in so long.
We will find out coming up. Well, I'm going to make sure Dalton's here when we do the ketchup taste test.
Well, you need to make him do a mayonnaise taste test.
I will. No, he won't eat it. He won't touch it.
No, he won't.
That's for sure. It's time for Today in History. Our friends over at Turner Security not only take care of your security needs, they do technology stuff too, don't they?
Computers, IT, they can help you out with all of that.
All right, let's hit it.
Turn to Turner Security.
I like that. Yeah. In 1847, Brigham Young and his Mormon followers arrive at Salt Lake City, Utah. 1952, High Noon, American Western film starring Gary Cooper and Thomas Mitchell is released.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day. Do not
couldn't find anybody to go out and fight those brothers. The Reno brothers or somebody, I don't know who it was. But he had to do it by himself as a marshal. And it was his wedding day and he was leaving the town. So he decides to do his duty and fight off three or four guys. And he does, and then he leaves town, throws his badge in the ground and leaves with his wife.
How about that? Very nice.
1965, Bob Dylan releases Like a Rolling Stone. How does it feel? Bob hit that note there. Be without a home. See, he was younger.
Oh, yeah.
That's 1965. 1965, also, the rock group The Animals, first time on the British charts.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do.
1982, the single Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III. The soundtrack starts a six-week run at number one.
That was one of our songs of the week this week.
Yeah, it was. 1984. Oh, right up your alley, Brian. Careless Whisper, single released by George Michael, was a song of the year in 1985. Oh. In 1998, Saving Private Ryan, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Tom Hanks, is released. And in 2019, Facebook agrees to pay a $5 billion fine, largest ever, for violating consumer privacy to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission.
This is CBS Rewind.
July 24th, 1964. The Rolling Stones had to run for safety after a concert audience in England mobbed the stage. This date in 1976, Elton John had his first hit in Britain. July 24th, 1978, the opening of Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees in the movie. And July 24th, 1980.
Sinister Fosse's artwork.
Peter Sellers died.
I'm a trained expert in karate.
Inspector Clouseau was 54.
My hands are lethal weapons.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 74. And then Friday, lots more sunshine, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs reach 94. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. Starting to build with a little bit more volume coming up through the Antioch area right now on 24 westbound. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, it's on the increase with that traffic volume through Mount Juliet, leaving Wilson County right on schedule. This time of the morning, headed towards Hermitage on 40 going westbound. Still moving all the way up to Donaldson Pike there at B&A Airport. Hey, if you've suffered hail or storm damage recently and your roof is leaking or giving you some kind of problem, call Independent Roofing Specialist here in Middle Tennessee, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Don't forget, Tennessee's sales tax-free holiday is this weekend, Friday through Sunday, this weekend. Don't miss it. The Rutherford County Farm Bureau's annual membership meeting is Monday, August 4th, 5 until 6 in the evening, over at the Lane Agri Park. and the Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meet on the first Monday night at 7 o'clock, also at the Lane Agri Park. The first Monday at 7 o'clock in the evening. That's just around the corner on August the 4th. And the day after that is Smyrna's National Night Out. It's over at the Smyrna Police Department, Tuesday, August 5th, 6 until 8 in the evening. Now listen, Monday, July 28th, it's a back-to-school giveaway at His Holy Hill Church. 5 until 7 in the evening, Monday, July 28th. His Holy Hill Church is at 1630 South Church Street. And the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give the gift of life at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
When Roscoe Brown started his local family business in 1940, he knew the importance of treating customers like family, and now 80 plus years later, that same commitment continues. Our trained, certified, and insured technicians come to your home and do the job right the first time. Roscoe Brown does heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and insulation. Call Roscoe Brown and get that needed checkup today.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before 7, Assistant Joke Director Daryl Rigsby has been in contact with me.
Okay.
And he's got 3 or 4 new ones to debut.
Now?
No. You have to do your own today.
Oh.
It'll be soon, though. You'll be getting them soon.
Okay.
He got a little offended, I think, that we were talking about him. You know, that he hadn't come up. He hadn't come up with anything.
Mm.
And he also knows that you're, you know.
On a roll?
No. He also notices that some of that stuff you say about his jokes are maybe not really true. That they're not really that great.
I think you're feeding him lies.
No, I'm not. Here's the show.
Well, he can tell the sincerity in my voice, I would think.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're fixing to hear the sincerity in my voice, so do this joke.
What do you say if you lost 25% of your roof?
I don't know. What?
Oof.
That made me laugh, and it was terrible. I want to give you a thumbs up. It made me laugh, but... Oof.
Oof. Yeah.
It'd be like oops, wouldn't it? Or something
well,
like that.
R-O-R-O-F.
Yeah, yeah, I got the joke. Okay.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has dismissed concerns of the Jeffrey Epstein file as a hoax. But House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CBS's Major Garrett the records need to be released.
We want full transparency. We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their head.
The Midwest and South still in the grip of a heat dome. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
For today, the worst heat remains along the Mississippi River. Chicago looks like it'll get to about 94, feeling like 103. But if you're in a place like St. Louis, the feels like temperature could be as high as 108 or even 110.
This is the day Earth blows through its ecological resource limit. Global Footprint Network's Mathis Wackernagel.
This year is the earliest overshoot day ever.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Two drivers are behind bars after a high-speed drag race through Laverne City streets during the early hours of July 11th. Officer Gadd with Laverne Police spotted three Dodge Chargers racing on Waldron Road around 3 a.m. When he attempted a traffic stop, two vehicles fled, reaching speeds of over 75 miles per hour. Officers Yeager, Theed, and Cunningham, as well as Scott, joined the pursuit, which ended on Gloucester Court, a dead-end street. One driver surrendered immediately while the other tried to escape, but was quickly boxed in by officers. A firearm was recovered from one of the vehicles and secured as evidence. Both suspects were booked at the Rutherford County Jail on charges of drag racing and felony evading, with additional firearm-related charges pending. Police emphasize that illegal street racing will not be tolerated, reminding residents that, quote, racing belongs on a legal track, never on a public street. Meanwhile, authorities in Coffee County are investigating the mysterious death of a Florida woman found in a field near the Truckers Inn Motel off I-24 in Manchester, just 20 minutes southeast of Murfreesboro. Alicia Wolf, age 40, was reported missing by her daughter Aaliyah Carnley on July 11th. 3 days later, Wolf's body was discovered, prompting a homicide investigation. Detectives say that there were no immediate signs of trauma, but circumstances surrounding the case raise concerns. Family and friends shared that Wolf was last seen entering a black sedan before her disappearance. Investigators urge anyone with information to contact the Coffee County Sheriff's Office or District Attorney's Office as they work to determine how Wolf ended up in Tennessee, where she had no known ties. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass, and I was having trouble driving. The lights glared, and it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple, it was so easy, never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. A tragic update to a story we brought you yesterday out of Memphis. The bodies of three men reported missing have been recovered near a boat ramp in the Mississippi River. The Shelby County Fire Department describes the three victims as Hispanic, ages 20 through 50. The victims were found after a two-day search using boats, drones, and divers. The three were last spotted on a sandbar near a park. The investigation into the incident is active, according to Shelby County authorities. Jefferson County first responders are mourning the loss of one of their own. 27-year-old paramedic Cody Satterfield died in a single vehicle crash over the weekend, according to the Tennessee Highway Patrol. The crash happened in Hancock County. Reports show Satterfield was not wearing a seatbelt when his Dodge Ram 1500 went off the road near State Highway 70. Satterfield was the only person in the vehicle. Colleagues are remembering his devotion to public service. More news in 30 seconds.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier. As a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing to do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
After more than a decade of fighting wildfires, floods, and other natural disasters, the Pigeon Forge fire chief is hanging up his hat. Longtime fire chief Tony Watson is set to retire. Watson has served as the fire chief since 2007 and led the department's response to the deadly 2016 wildfires in Sevier County that killed 14 people and damaged more than 2,000 structures. He spearheaded a new wildfire awareness and prevention program in 2020 as a result. He retires after 17 years of service to East Tennessee. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. It is Throwback Thursday, and John and Brian with you this morning. Dalton will be back on Monday. And I must admit that we've got really high temperatures right now. So here's some things in case you get heat exhaustion. Okay, here's some things to do.
Cool off in the pool.
Well, yeah, that would be one. Move to a cool place. Get out of the sun and into an air-conditioned building. If not, find a shady spot or use a fan. Now, getting into the pool might not necessarily do it if it's like in the right in the middle of the sun.
True. You're wearing a jacket this morning, so.
Well, that's because it's, you know, not hot in here. It's not. Cool down. Apply cool, wet cloths to the skin. Take a cool shower or bath. Cool shower. Or use evaporating cooling techniques like spraying water and using a fan.
Those are always fun in Dollywood. You know, that's the hottest place in America in the summertime, and that's when we always went. But they had these huge fans throughout the park, and it's got water going through it, so it's a misting fan.
Well, you know, I told you my grandkids went to Holiday World. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you had to take a bathing suit.
Well, yeah.
You know, or you can go to both. You know?
Water. I mean, it's all together. It's weird.
Loosen clothing. Remove any unnecessary or tight-fitting clothing to help your body cool down. You can lie down and elevate your legs slightly to help improve blood flow. Monitor symptoms. Watch for changes in symptoms. If symptoms worsen or don't improve within an hour, seek medical attention. And if the person is vomiting, confused, or having trouble breathing, call emergency services immediately. That, hopefully, will help some people. Now, how do you prevent heat exhaustion? Well, stay hydrated.
Sure.
One. And, you know, drinking Cokes or alcohol is not going to keep you from being dehydrated.
No, got to be a good old H2O.
Yeah. Then also, you know, pick your times. Like if you're going to run in the morning or something, make sure it's early in the morning. Like we play golf now, which I haven't been able to go because of the show.
Man.
But they've got those 7:15 tee times, 7 o'clock, and so.
I bet not many people tee off at like 11:30.
No, usually not. But there's a lot of people tee off at 7:30 when we're going. So But I can't hardly make those. Every once in a while, I can get lucky. If it's 8:05 or 8:10, I can cut out of here a little early and get there.
I was watching Davis Nolan. You know, he'll go on Facebook and do a little weather stuff. And he says when he's mowing, you know, go out for 30 minutes, come in, you know, cool off, get some water, then go back out for 30 minutes, come back in. You know, so taking frequent breaks is also a good tip.
Do you do that when you mow the yard?
No. Well, I'm on the riding mower, so it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah. Davis Nolan, who, you know, very, very famous, he does a walking mower.
I guess. I don't know. Or maybe he just comes in off the rider, but I just keep going, plug on through.
You probably don't mow much during the high heat days, though, right? You just kind of...
It's usually in, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock.
Ooh, that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
You need to wait till 6 o'clock.
Well, right now, I'm dodging showers every time I get ready to go mow.
Yeah, plus mosquitoes are bad after 6, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, they're terrible at my house. That and spiders.
So you've got spiders?
Everywhere.
Really?
Spider cobwebs all over the place at my house.
Need to have somebody come spray.
You think?
Yeah.
It's just been a bad year for spiders.
I just think I'd have somebody spray.
Okay.
All right. Ready for some birthdays today?
Sure thing.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Alexandre Dumas, a French author of The Three Musketeers, The Count of Monte Cristo. Have you ever seen that movie, The Count of Monte Cristo?
No,
is really, really good.
But I like the sandwich. The Monte Cristo sandwich. It's good.
1897, Amelia Earhart, American aviator, born in Atchison, Kansas. She flew solo across the Atlantic. 1951, Linda Carter, best known for playing Wonder Woman. On television, that is.
All the world is waiting for you.
I bet you knew all the words to this, didn't you?
At one time.
I didn't know, but I found out there was a Wonder Girl
really?
In that show.
I didn't know.
Very, very. Deborah Winger played Wonder Girl for three episodes.
Did she really?
Go back. Go YouTube. Look it up.
I'll have to.
In 1964, Barry Bonds was born, American baseball left fielder, the MLB home run record, 762. 1969, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, American actress and pop singer.
If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you come for me?
1971, Patty Jenkins, American film director. She did Monster and the late version of Wonder Woman. Born in Victorville, California. And in 1982, Elizabeth Moss, British-American actor and producer in The Handmaid's Tale and Mad Men. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays for you. Penny Norman, Cecil Joyce. Oh, Cecil has a birthday. He's old.
Wow.
He's old now.
Getting there, yeah.
Susan Bilal, Abby Zyla, Margie Jennings, Chris Jackson, Carrie Frohla, Connie Garrett, Lynn Nathan, Michelle McElwain, Rachel Miller, Tommy Timberlake, and Jay France.
Those are the names we have so far. If you want to add to the list, call or text in now. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
It's 6:55 here on The Crew. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees. With heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 74. And then Friday, lots more sunshine, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs reach 94. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Good morning. It's moving out here right now for the most part on all the major inbound routes as it's getting a little bit heavier here up through Kingston Springs on 40 East coming in from Dixon County. A little bit of radar out in Dixon County this morning. Some earlier also in Williamson, in that southern part of Williamson County on 65 coming up through Spring Hill. As that starts to build going northbound up out of Murray County. Prince's Hot Chicken karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online throughout the day. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Angela Lance with Lance Family Produce. We're at the Rutherford County Farmers Market selling our fresh homegrown produce from our family to yours. We have tomatoes and potatoes and lettuce. We're getting ready to start our new summer crop, so things are going to be coming in new for the market. We've owned our family farm for 3.5 years. We do it all as a family unit. Even my little girl helps. We'll have many more options coming in the next coming weeks with Lance Family Produce. This is Angela Lance with Lance Family Produce. We're at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
A change in uniform for Detective Stabler.
Elliot, it's not a secret.
Not anymore.
Christopher Maloney of Law & Order SVU will star in a new series on Hulu centered around the NFL. Now, we don't know a lot about the show yet, only that it's being exec produced by Dan Fogelman. The guy behind This Is Us and Paradise, Maloney, will play an NFL coach. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You're soft and weak.
Charming, right? We're all waiting for season 2 of Wednesday to drop in just a couple of weeks, August 6th, and Netflix feeling pretty good too. They've officially given season 3 the green light for next year. Wednesday remains the streamer's most popular English language series in its history. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I was just repeating, kind of talking with him, sorry.
John Young, yeah.
Yeah, what am I doing here? Oh, yeah, Connie Felix. She's today's good neighbor of the day for doing so much for those in her senior citizens class, from flowers to conversations. She's always thinking of others, and Connie's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, how about that? Congratulations to our good neighbor, Connie Felix, if you want to send in a good neighbor. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head to our website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. That'll take you right to the web form where you can submit folks to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And help us out with that. And don't forget, you got about a half an hour to get your birthdays in. 615-893-1450.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
I'm going to go ahead and take a break and go get some gas and maybe go to McDonald's, pick up something to eat, and be back for the 7 o'clock hour with the Wake Up Crew. Brian Barrett is your host.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President's name tied to Epstein files.
Trump was told by his Justice Department in May.
Columbia University settlement.
The deal has the school paying $221 million to the federal government.
Emotion and anger in court.
You're evil. You are gonna suffer, man.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, reports indicate President Trump's name is mentioned in the Epstein files, and he was told about it by his attorney general in May, before the Justice Department said the files would remain confidential. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Last week, President Trump was asked if he'd been told by Attorney General Pam Bondi that his name appears in documents related to the case.
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing.
But as first reported by the Wall Street Journal, Bondi told the president in May his name appears multiple times in the documents, which doesn't suggest he did anything wrong, and given their past friendship, isn't surprising. The White House dismissed the reports, calling them fake news. But the revelation came on the same day the Republican-led House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell to testify from prison, where she's serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. And a House panel voted to subpoena the Justice Department for all Epstein records.
A Florida judge has rejected an administration request to unseal transcripts from grand jury investigations of Epstein years ago in the state. A similar request for the work of a different grand jury is still pending in New York. Columbia University has agreed to pay a $200 million settlement with the Trump administration over 3 years in connection with campus protests. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The settlement comes as the university had been negotiating with the administration to restore its access to $400 million in federal funding. Columbia says it's agreed to pay the $200 million settlement in addition to $21 million to settle investigations brought by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The university has also agreed to a series of changes, including an independent monitor who will assess compliance with the agreement and federal laws.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco says President Trump's order to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional, blocking its enforcement nationwide. It's the second time a federal court has taken that action. Now to a courtroom in Idaho. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has details of the gripping testimony from friends and family of four murder victims as they confronted Brian Koberger at his sentencing.
From biting words,
"I will call you what you are, psychopath, murderer,"
to tears,
"That was the worst day of my life, and I know it always will be."
It was an emotional and somber day for the family and friends of the Forest Lane University of Idaho students as they confronted their loved one's killer, Brian Koberger.
"What he did shattered me in places I didn't know could break."
For the first time, we heard from one of the two surviving roommates.
"They don't see the panic attacks, the way I scan every room I enter, the way I flinch at sudden sounds."
Kaylee Gonsalves' father turned his podium toward the man who killed his daughter.
"Your actions have united everyone in their disgust for you."
Kaylee's sister, Olivia.
"You're a textbook case of insecurity disguised as control. You're pathetic."
An emotional Judge Hippler said this before sentencing him to four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole.
"No parent should ever have to bury their child."
The heat dome expands. 130 million people are now under heat alerts this morning from the Midwest to the South. CBS's Lana Zak.
More than 100 million people are trapped under an intense heat dome.
Ice cold lemonade!
With temperatures skyrocketing. Tens of thousands of cyclists pedaled hundreds of miles from one end of Iowa to the other for Ragbri, the world's longest recreational bike ride.
"No one's racing. And what's the hurry? Get back in your hot tent?"
"You literally just feel a wall when you walk out the door."
Farmers like Will Cannon have no choice but to be outdoors.
"You're sweating and the sweat won't even evaporate because there's so much humidity in the air."
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
"Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand."
"No, you hold my hand."
"Here we go."
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Search crews in Russia's Far East have found the burning wreckage of a plane that crashed with 49 people on board, including 5 children, and they say there were no survivors. The cause of the crash isn't known. There was bad weather in the area. Here at home, court action in California for a man at the center of the case that was launched after the death of actor Matthew Perry. CBS's Matt Piper.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia has pleaded guilty in federal court to 4 counts of distributing ketamine. He supplied Matthew Perry with unprescribed amounts of ketamine in the month leading up to his accidental overdose. The plea carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison, and as part of it, 3 additional counts of distribution of ketamine and 2 counts of falsifying records will be dropped.
Judges have issued rulings on the Trump administration's case against Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man who was deported to El Salvador and now faces charges in the U.S.
A judge in Nashville first ordered Abrego Garcia's release, saying prosecutors failed to show he was dangerous or likely to flee. Shortly after that, Judge Paul Lazzini's in Maryland immediately barred ICE from detaining or deporting him and ordered him restored to federal supervision in Baltimore. And finally, Judge Barbara Holmes in Tennessee issued a 30-day pause on Abrego Garcia's release, a compromise both sides agreed to, giving the courts time to sort out next steps in this politically charged case. Tariq King for CBS News, Washington.
Well, CBS's Jan Crawford has details of a Supreme Court decision backing a move by the Trump administration to oust 3 Democrats on a federal agency.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Trump to remove members of the Consumer Product Safety Commission while their lawsuit challenging the firings plays out. In a different case just 2 months ago, the justices made their views pretty clear on the president's removal powers, although apparently not clear enough for some of the lower court judges who have continued to block the removals at other independent agencies.
A federal appeals court has ruled that MyPillow founder Mike Lindell does not have to pay a $5 million award to a software engineer. The man disputed data Lindell claimed proved China interfered in the 2020 election in a contest Lindell organized. The court said arbitrators went too far in interpreting the rules of the contest. The Wall Street Journal reports Joe Biden has struck a deal for his memoir, getting a $10 million advance. At a public event this month, the former president said he was working on a book. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. We're 2 half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
7:09. Good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 74. And then Friday, lots more sunshine, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs reach 94. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 77.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmer's Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. Wrapping up the couple of wrecks we had out here earlier, it was running a little bit slow a few minutes ago on 65 southbound down through Millersville through that section of Sumner County this morning. Again, extra time down through there from the north as traffic builds 24. Through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, a little bit of radar earlier, I-40 out through parts of Wilson County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We're rapidly approaching about 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's time to get up and at 'em here on this Thursday morning, July the 24th. July 24th. It is indeed time to wake up. Get up.
Hey, you guys!
It's your morning wake-up call from the Wake Up Crew.
That'll wake you up for sure.
Time to get the coffee going. Listen to the crew.
There's never any coffee out front.
There is a Keurig there with plenty of Keurig pods.
I don't
pods.
Like Keurigs.
Well,
is there water in the thing, the jug, to make Keurigs? Do you have to put the water in there, too?
No. It's full. Oh. Check it daily. You can even have a cup of tea if you want. If that floats your boat. There's some peach tea.
I don't know. I just think it ought to be something just waiting on us when we get here.
Yeah, it is. It's just waiting right there for you to put the pot in. I used to make a pot here.
I know.
And nobody drank it.
I missed that.
Well, nobody drank it.
What do you mean nobody drank it?
Nobody drank it.
That, I didn't even work here, you know, like in the mornings then.
Well, you won't drink coffee. You don't drink coffee at all anyway.
You make caffeine-free for me.
Well, there's some caffeine-free pods out there.
I don't like to make pods.
Well, I guess you won't get coffee. School starts in 13 days. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a second. And if you want to send us a message, you can text CREW to 615-893-1450, and then you'll get a quick reply and be able to send us a message if you would like.
Do you really get a quick reply?
Yep.
Okay.
Automatic.
Oh, okay. It's not like making a pod, and then getting a pod and making coffee. It's not automatic here.
It is. You put that pod in the Keurig and close the top and hit the button.
Okay, I'm going to make one in the morning.
And then immediately it starts coming out.
And the thing about it is when I make it, somebody else will grab it.
And this is what it sounds like at the end when it's done.
It just makes one cup, though, right?
Yeah. Do you need more than a
well,
cup?
Well, people be in line. You'll be wanting to make a cup, and Dalton will be making a cup. And
there's nobody out there now.
Okay, I'll go. Right now.
Nobody made any this morning in the break, either.
Do you have to fill the Keurig up with water?
It's got water in it. Now, it'll say, if it says the little blue light that says add water, you would have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think I got it now.
That's pretty easy. You actually had a Keurig. I thought you have a Keurig.
I have a Keurig. I've never been used. It's never been used.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Is it on your countertop or anything?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have pods for it, but you just don't use it?
I just don't use it, yeah.
Well, then you're not going to use the one here either.
I will because I'm sleepy.
You will not. Let's see. What are we going to do? Oh, song of the day. I said we're going to talk a little bit about school starting back too. But song of the day. This is from the movie Risky Business. Now, this Bob Seger song was a hit, but it certainly made a huge comeback in Risky Business with Tom Cruise.
Rockin'.
Well, there you go, song of the day. And we told you that those school bells will soon be ringing, right? First day of school is August the 8th for county schools. Half day on the 7th. I think that's right. Let me look. That doesn't sound actually...
Why isn't it on our sheet?
It's on the 6th.
It should be on our sheet now.
6th is the half a day, and then the full day for the county is the 8th. I think the city goes back on the 7th. That's what it is. But my point about that is, this weekend, starting tomorrow, and running through Sunday, is the annual back-to-school tax-free weekend. Do you know this is the 19th year for the tax-free weekend?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I didn't realize that, but yeah.
I've never really taken advantage of that like I should have.
I never wanted to fight the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's just not enough savings to make you do that, right?
I mean, it's 10%.
Yeah. What's 10% of a dollar?
10 cents.
Yeah. No. Look at it that way. That's what you're losing. 10 cents.
Or $10 on $100.
Mm-hmm. Which, but you do have to fight the crowds, though.
Yeah, they'll definitely be out. So it starts tomorrow at 12:01 a.m. So when we're on the air in the morning, it's tax-free weekend. I guess you could get up early and go before you come in here. Get up about 4:30. What's open at that time?
I have hard enough time getting here at 6.
Yeah, I understand. So classroom school supplies that are $100 per item or less is tax-free. So, you know, I guess it doesn't count that calculator.
Mm-mm.
That really expensive calculator.
Yeah.
Any clothes that are less than $100 per item. See, that's something that everybody could use.
What, clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and that starts when?
12:01 in the morning.
Oh.
During the overnight. Runs through Sunday at 11:59 p.m.
Mm.
Also, computers and tablets that are $1,500 or less. So if it's, you know,
get $150 off. I mean, $1,500, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good savings.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's got to be less than $1,500. So you'll see, you know, they'll price things at $14.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or $99.99. But anymore, you've got to be careful with clothing and stuff too. Be under $100.
True. True.
Shoes especially.
You know, I just wish I'd remember to take advantage of it. I just don't.
Well, that's why I'm trying to remind you.
Yeah.
Were you going to go out this weekend then?
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, that's me. Sports is coming up right now.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a good day for Bo Bichette and the Blue Jays.
1-0. Bichette lofts it. Left field and deep. Dominguez sprinting back. Runs into room. It's gone! See you later for Bo Bichette. A two-run homer, and the Blue Jays are doubling up the Yankees, 8-4.
You just heard it all on the Blue Jays radio network. That was the final score against the Yankees. Toronto now has a four-game lead on New York in the AL East. Aaron Judge did hit his 37th homer of the season in the loss. The Red Sox were down 5 runs, but came back to defeat the Phillies 9-8 in 11 innings. And the Dodgers walked it off 4-3 against the Twins, thanks to a 2-RBI single from Freddie Freeman. Shohei Ohtani also homered for the fifth consecutive game, tying a Dodgers franchise record. And Fever star Caitlin Clark has been officially ruled out for Thursday's game against the Las Vegas Aces.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew on WGNS. It's a Thursday, so we head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro, and I'm working to be on my best behavior today because the boss lady's here, the Executive Director Hope Rogers of the Villages of Murfreesboro. Good morning.
Good morning. So good to be here. I miss talking to you.
I know. You're busy doing boss stuff.
I'm the boss lady now, you know, so radio shows, you know, I fit them in where I can.
Yeah, I know. Let all the underlings take care of that. But it is fun to catch up with your staff, you know, and all the great work that they do. And I know we're going to talk about something else really cool here in a second. But, you know, from Melissa with all the activities, I mean, we talked to her. They were having hibachi last week. So, you know, and just everybody there seems to be working really, really well together. So that's nice to have.
I've got a great team. And, you know, I ask every week, is it my turn for the radio? Is it my turn? Am I up? You know, they keep me on the schedule and it feels like it takes forever to get here. But yeah, that Melissa, she's doing a great job there. They go out and go out to eat, having a lot of fun. We just had a great sock hop on Friday that she put together with a car show. And I believe there were 30 something cars here parked at the Villages of Murfreesboro, antique cars. It was awesome. So yeah, they're doing a great job keeping us busy this summer.
Well, today we're going to talk about something. I'm going to let you explain it, but we're going to talk about Senior Living Ministries. Melissa mentioned it last week that you've got a bake sale that's going on right now, and the proceeds from that actually benefit Senior Living Ministries. Talk a little bit about that and how it's helped or helps the residents there at the Villages.
Absolutely. So, yes, we have a bake sale that started on Monday, and I thought that'd be a good opportunity to kind of talk about Senior Living Ministries. We are actually raising money for Senior Living Ministries. And that is, it's a charity that's been part of our company, part of Good Works Unlimited for a very long time. It was created by our founders, which are Gary and Ricky Keckley. And, you know, just as of recent, we've just been trying to get the word out because of what they do. It's a great program, great foundation, and it actually gives back to our communities, which is fantastic. The Senior Living Ministries actually has there's two programs within the foundation, and it's one of them is called the CARES program. And the CARES program actually, it helps take care of residents, it may subsidize like their monthly rent for those that had been maybe in a community for 5 years, 10 years in an independent living. You know, people are living a lot longer, and sometimes, you know, we outlive our money, our resources. So through the CARES program, they will help subsidize their income to help keep them within their home, within their community, in one of our, you know, locations. So that's one way it gives back. And, you know, also to the staff through an emergency care, it can lend a helping hand through, you know, a grant I think of this during COVID when we actually had an executive director who, unfortunately, she lost her husband due to COVID, and it was very unexpected. They were very young, and, you know, it helped pay for his funeral. So it's getting back to the residents and to the staff. There's also the thanks program that is part of this foundation, and the thanks program actually, as they say, it spreads joy and says thanks to the staff who are working daily within our communities by matching or doubling bonuses. So an example of that may be, you know, we do not encourage tipping in our communities at meals or for housekeepers, things of that nature. So, but we do encourage, if they'd like to make a donation one time at the end of the year, they can. Well, the thanks program will actually match whatever is given and distribute that to the staff. So that's just some of the ways that it gives back. So, yeah, it's a great organization, foundation that the Keckleys came up with, and we're just trying to get the word out.
Yeah, that's really neat. So number one, it works for the residents who may need some type of financial aid, and it also makes it a great place to work, I would think, because I mean, when you tell staff that this is something that they get, I mean, I'm sure that's pretty exciting.
You know, it means a lot, and it means a lot to know for them to know that hey, you are being thought of, and also in those times, those, you know, emergencies that sometimes do come up, that hey, you're not alone. You know, the people you work for may be able to help you out in those situations, and I think that, you know, that goes a long way.
We're talking about part of their parent company, a 501c3, which is part of that Senior Living Ministries, and I'm sure residents, their families, they all know about this, but you're going to be doing some things in the next few months to help fund some of those things and give to that nonprofit organization, srlivingministries.org. Remember, SR for senior, srlivingministries.org, where you can find more information. We've been visiting with Hope Rogers at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:30. We've got news, traffic, and weather check coming up for you. But right now, John's got a list of all of those celebrating a birthday that we know about so far.
I do. Penny Norman has a birthday today. You know her.
I do.
Cecil Joyce, you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Bilal, you know her?
No.
Hebe Zila.
No.
Margie Jennings, Chris Jackson, Carrie Frohla, Connie Garrett, Lynn Nathan, Michelle McElwain, Rachel Miller, Tommy Timberlake, and Jay France.
Well, those are the names that we had coming into the morning. Now, I see the little thing blinking over here, so we've got a message on the phone. Also, text. So, if you've called or texted in birthdays or anniversaries, let us know who's celebrating. We're going to give away the banana pudding here coming up about the top of the hour.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 74. And then Friday, lots more sunshine, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs reach 94. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 79.
Good morning. Starting to really build now in a couple of spots up through the Antioch area on 24 coming westbound. All that traffic this time of the morning that's coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. No shortage of radar down certain sections of I-40 and Smith and Wilson counties this morning. 65 starting to slow just a little bit at times here at Trinity Lane. Princess Hot Chicken karaoke tonight. Don't miss it at the Tanger location. Check out the menu online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A Rutherford County woman is facing serious charges after being linked to a fatal drug overdose earlier this year. Tanya Furness, age 41, of Laverne, was arrested around midnight Monday by detectives from the Specialized Investigations Division with assistance from Laverne Police. Furness was indicted by a Davidson County grand jury on charges of second-degree murder and delivery of a controlled substance in connection with the February 8th death of Carson Gregg. Gregg, age 30, was found unresponsive in his Hermitage home, and medical examiner later confirmed that fentanyl toxicity was the cause of death. Investigators allege that Furness met Gregg in Nashville parking lot on February 7th to sell him fentanyl-laced drugs. She's being held in a $100,000 bond as concerns rise in Rutherford County over the dangers of fentanyl and a surge in overdose deaths. In another case highlighting the risks of unlawful behavior, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has charged two teenagers in Giles County after a compromising photo of a classmate was shared on Snapchat. Agents say that the image obtained from another student was posted online by two suspects, with one teen also accused of sending a threatening message to the victim. One juvenile now faces counts of illegal use of telecommunications device, unlawful photography dissemination, and harassment, while the second faces similar charges, excluding the harassment charge. Authorities across Tennessee continue to warn of the severe legal consequences tied to cyberbullying and the sharing of explicit content on the internet. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
In retirement, it's all about income, your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net, risolutions.net, and make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time here from the Wake Up Crew on a Thursday morning.
Do you remember these?
So it's time for a little throwback here this morning.
Yeah, we're going to test your musical knowledge, Brian, today.
Oh, boy. This is not going to go well.
The year 1988.
Okay.
I've narrowed it down to the year.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the choice, each one, whether you want the song or the artist. Okay?
And I have to name the other part?
Yeah. What do you want to go with first? Artist or the song?
Song.
Okay. The song, well, that was a good move. Sweet Child of Mine.
That would be Guns N' Roses.
That's correct. Next, number two.
Okay.
Your choice.
I'm going to stick with song.
Man in the Mirror.
Michael Jackson.
Yep. Two for two. Number three.
Song.
Faith.
George Michael?
Mm-hmm. Number, what is this, four or five?
Four.
Four. Song?
Yeah, song.
Need You Tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's when you should have turned, probably.
Well, see, I don't know. If you say the artist, I don't know that I would have ever gotten
You might not. Tonight. So you don't know the answer to this one?
No, I don't.
NXS.
Okay.
You know, Brim, does it ring a bell now?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm sorry I don't have music with this.
That's okay.
Song?
Song, yeah.
Love Bites.
Love Bites.
I like it when you sing the song.
That's all I know of it. It's kind of a rock group. I don't think it's Guns N' Roses.
No. Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. I knew it was in that genre.
Song or artist?
Song.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Let You Down.
I think I may remade it in 2022, a remix of it.
Mm.
You'll never get this. Rick Astley.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that, though.
Song or artist?
I'm going to stick with song.
Well, you can get this one with either one, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She's Like the Wind.
Ooh.
Need a
I've
hint?
Gone blank. Yeah, hint.
Dirty Dancing. She's Like the Wind. If I didn't have that music
that was
in the
Patrick
background.
Patrick Swayze, I guess.
The back of the ground, it's hard to sing with it. Roll With It.
Roll With It. I don't remember.
Steve Winwood. Bad Medicine.
Was that Poison?
Oh, we were close. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
What about... song here?
Yeah.
Simply Irresistible.
Simply Irresistible.
Had the girls in the back dancing.
Yeah, I can see the music
video.
Wore
a tie, wore a suit. Robert Palmer.
Okay.
Where Do Broken Hearts Go? 1988. Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Very popular singer in the 80s. Very popular.
Not Debbie Gibson.
Whitney Houston. Debbie Gibson. Oh, here's what I know you got this one. Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
Oh, that's Billy Ocean.
Yep. Could Have Been.
1988.
Oh, you got to know this one. This will be embarrassing if you don't get this. Could Have Been.
Well, that wasn't Debbie, was it?
No.
Or Tiffany.
Tiffany. Do I give that to him?
I knew guess. It was one of the two of my favorites.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Ooh.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
That has to be Michael Jackson.
I gave you a lot of change. Seasons Change. Folks, does he really know 1988? I think he's okay so far. That would be Exposé.
Exposé.
Wild Wild West.
Oh, shoot. It's a weird name.
You performed this song.
I know. It's a weird name group. And I it's the Red Album, Atlantic Records.
Wow. Does he know 1988? Escape Club.
Oh, okay.
We'll give you one more. No, this is easy. Kokomo.
Oh, that's the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
One more. Got My Mind Set on You. got my mind set on George Harrison.
George Harrison.
You were 50-50.
Yeah, probably around that.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Trustees at the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring play a vital role in shaping the museum's future and ensuring it fulfills its mission to engage curious minds to fuel the future. A special thank you to Trustee Susie Myers. She helps guide the long-term vision and strategic direction of the museum. Thank you, Susie Myers, for sharing your leadership skills with the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and you know those programmable thermostats? They adjust your temperature automatically and help you stay cool, save you some money too during these hot summer months. Find out about more energy-saving tools. MTE.com/myenergyplan is the best place to get those. Highlighting today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Connie Felix is the good neighbor for doing so much for those in her senior citizen class. From flowers to conversations, she's always thinking of others. Connie Felix receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day. You're saying, well, how do you get someone in as good neighbor of the day? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. Wait for the reply. It'll be there within 10 seconds. There will be a little bit, a brief explanation and then a link. Tap on that. It opens up your phone's web browser. Just fill out the info, click submit. You're done. It's in my inbox and there'll be the good neighbor of the day coming up. You can also let us know about that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor in the mail. Call a bit later on in the morning. We'll take it down for you too. Name, address, phone number, sentence why, and we'll have them as your good neighbor of the day soon.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, what do you say if you lost 25% of your roof?
I don't know what.
Oof.
Replay.
That's when we need to go with Dalton and see what he says.
Well, that's why I did it today. Well, I mean, you laughed.
I'm being used.
I knew you would laugh.
I'm being used.
Because it was so ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But a lot of it in the delivery.
But your rule is if it makes me laugh.
Well.
Are you changing that?
Possibly.
See, he's kind of wishy-washy, you know. Depends on the day and the mood. And
sometimes he just baffles me.
Uh-huh.
The ones he likes.
Not very consistent, is he?
No.
Well.
Don't get me. Oh, no, wait a minute. You didn't record that, did you?
Oh, yeah. I record everything.
No. I didn't mean it. I was in a daze.
Were you?
I don't go against my partner.
Oh, now you're colluding.
You twist everything around. Are you a politician?
I guess I could be. So we have learned what on today's show?
Not a whole lot. We talked about heat exhaustion, what to do for heat exhaustion.
Yeah, don't get exhausted.
We talked about the weather being hot.
Yeah.
And we talked about, you gave a lot of school openings, dates of when school's going to be starting back.
It's tax-free weekend coming up.
And we did a test of 1988 and the songs that you know from 1988, your year, your eighth grade year.
Yeah.
And you...
I didn't do terribly bad.
I'd say you're 50%. Off to a hot start.
Just the name of the song, I don't know how I would have done it with artist. Like if I started with artist and Debbie Gibson, I would have never been able to guess that. Michael Jackson.
Lost in Your Eyes, that'd be the first thing I say.
Michael Jackson.
Man in the Mirror.
But he had two songs in 88.
Yeah, but Man in the Mirror was one of them.
Yeah. Def Leppard?
If you'd said Thriller, you'd been wrong.
True.
Yeah.
That was earlier.
Michael
wasn't it?
Was kind of going out in 88. I mean, he was still there, but
kind of had a little resurgence, I think, after that.
Yeah. But 50%. And get my eighth grade year and see what does for my eighth grade year.
It wasn't easy.
No. Do my eighth grade year. We'll see what I can do next time.
Well, if we can remember that between now and then, we'll do that next week.
Yeah, we'll do it. That would be 1969.
Elvis.
What? Nah. 1969?
Yeah.
The ghetto.
Okay.
I'd give it a shot.
I'll have to find a list.
Oh, I'll do songs like you did.
That's probably the easiest way. Speaking of songs, Bob Seger's big hit Old Time Rock and Roll had a big resurgence, and it came about from the movie Risky Business. All right, dance us on out, Tom Cruise. We'll see you tomorrow on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, a heat advisory continues. Sunny for today, highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105, wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 74. And then Friday, lots more sunshine, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs reach 94. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 79.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah.